it's not a practical situation. It's a, halachic paradox. It's a halachic paradox. Yes. We are on base. Second line from the top. Yeah. We just got there barely. By the skin of our teeth. Yeah. Honest injured. The second line down. Rabbi Rabbeinu Bar Sisin and Rabbi Bar Pasi, Boshem named Shem Rabbi Acha, Yordu the name Rabbi Acha. They said Yordu the Simphon. When they write the Simphon, which is the document which can cancel the marriage, so Mshitas Rabbi Meir the Kedushin, they write it like Rabbi Meir's perspective on Kedushin, meaning they write it with a double clause, right? They write it with a double condition. Well, now you're on the wrong page for sure. No.
70.
Okay, they write it in the fourth line down. Shitas Mayor Bikidushin. They write it like a mayor's clause by Kedushin, which is a double clause, right? They write Tanai Kofu, right? If A, then B. If not A, then not B. If I come by a certain day and I give you a certain amount of money, then we'll be married. If not, then not. Rabbi Chanan, the friend of the rabbis, which that was his title, boy, he said, "Lo malik Rabbi Meir. Why do we have to talk to the wives of Rabbi Meir? I feel like Rabban. He works like Rabban. In other words, Rabban, I have no problem with it. And I kofel, right? So maybe it's also like Rabban. So says Martin, no. Look in Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, did not Rabbi Yochanan name Rabbi Yochanan, Seder Simfon Kahu. The reason why it's not going to look Rabban is because there's unnecessary verbiage. Because it says that this is the order of the Simfon, on a palm bar palm, I so-and-so, so-and-so, Mekadish Loch, I'm marrying you, Planis bar Planis, so-and-so, at the daughter of so-and-so, Almanas, on the condition, Litain Loch Mekamas Ploni, to give you a certain amount of money before a certain day, Umachnasach, and fully marry you with Nisuin, the Ompalon, on a certain day. Vin Aso, this is all part of the Sinfon. He says, if the day comes, Velokin Estich, and I do not take you in to be married, Loi Hevi Alayach Klum. I do have no claims upon you. The marriage of the Kiddushin is null and void retroactively. So, according to Rabbanan, V'yoymar Al Menash Lo Lichbo Tno. According to the Rabbanan, you only need is Al Menash, and it's not necessary to have a double condition. So the fact that it says both almanas and a double condition is clearly not like Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, ilu lo kofal tno miyakar kiddushin. It's clear that from the language used that in order to cancel the marriage, that's when you need the Tanai Kofel. That's going like Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Baran, it's not necessary. When we say Amanas on the condition, the Tanai Kofel is no longer necessary. So obviously it's going like Rabbi Baran, not like Rabbi Meir, not like Rabbi Baran. Rabbi Yisrael Rabun said, because our Yisrael Meir Mimash Malav Atramehe, normally Rabbi Meir holds the negative clause implies the positive. You don't need to have both negative and positive clauses. So if that's the case, why here do you have to have a double language? Just say, if I don't come, then it won't be, then the marriage will be dissolved. And we'll know if he does come, the marriage is sustained. Why need you don't need a Tanai Kofel if from the negative you can deduce the positive? So it says, Moram Rabbi Yisrael Rabun, Rabbi Yisrael Rabun said, B'chol Asar, Amram Matanya, Rabbi Matanya said, Chomer Ubarayas. By Arayas, we're more Machmir. More Machmir that we require the double language, even though from one side we can infer the other. And Amud Yerushalayim says, it's not clear whether we need by Dine Mominus a Tanai Kofel or not. But certainly by Surin, we don't need a Tanai Kofel if from the negative you can hear the positive. Okay? So let's say if I don't say Shema over again, then I'm Yaitse with Shema, the early Shema. In other words, you say Shema twice, once before davening once during davening. So you can say, well, you don't really need it tonight, but just trying to find a case, you know, where it would say, if I don't say Shema over again, so then I'm yetu with Dishma. So you don't have to say, and if I do say Shema over again, I'll be yetu with that Shema, because it can be deduced. But by a rais, you have to say all both sides of the condition. Okay? Right. Right, so it's a good point you're bringing up, and they do speak about that. Why was that so chomor if it wasn't a rais? But obviously it was considered either DNA moments does require a tanai kofel, like those achronim say it does, or it's had to do with apportioning Eretz Yisrael. It was a very severe matter, and therefore it was like a rais, and then tanai kofel was required. Yeah, that would be the other possibility. I'm not sure it means on condition. Okay? And that's the Tanai Kofel has to go beyond Amanas. It's not just a condition, but goes beyond that. Hamakai Shizisha. Somebody marries a woman, but Amri says, shucks, Kasava Yisisha and his Sheik Oinus. I thought she was of priestly origin. Varei Levi, and she was only a Levite. Too bad, huh? Levi, I thought she was a Levite. Varei Kohenis, and she's only a Kohenis, not a Levi, right? So Ania, I thought she was poor. Varei Ashir, and she's rich. That's a chesaron, it's a shortcoming, right? He wanted a poor girl. He can't support the rich ones. Ashira, I thought she was a rich one. Varei Ania, that's the biggest tragedy, right? Harezim Vudashes, nonetheless, the marriage takes the fact, Vibneshalo, he does so. She didn't lead him astray. He thought he was marrying a rich girl. Which, yeah, that was his problem, right? So there was no mechatos.
So the converse of that is if she did lead him astray,
yes, it is a mechatos, right. Rabbi Lezer, Mayim Kudeshes, Afilu Be'edim. It's like the Carbon Ada. Even if they're Edim, in front of whom he said, I'm only marrying this girl because I'm marrying her for her money. Right? And he said this to witnesses. Nonetheless, the marriage still takes effect. Right? Shmuel Shem Bezir said, Mekudeshes L'chumrin, not so fast. If he went to before Edim and he made it clear that his intent was only to marry her for her money, and she turns out to be poor, then she's Mekudeshes L'chumra, that she needs a get, but not L'kula. Means if he wants to remain married to her, he should seek out a ceremony a second time around. Okay? So actually, he does take the Edim into account. Rabbi Yaakov bar Achav b'Shem Rabbi Yimei said, Reuben chayev l'Shimon. Reuben owes Shimon. Okay, Reuben owes Shimon money. Samchei gabi Levi. So Reuben said to Shimon, he transferred the obligation to Levi, and Shimon agreed to this. Shimon was stupid. He agreed that the obligation be transferred to Levi. Okay, so Ifarsen Levi. Levi got poor. He became impoverished. It doesn't revert back to Shimon. It doesn't revert back to Reuben. Once Shimon accepted assignment of the loan to Levi, it doesn't bounce back to Reuben, even if Levi defaults. Hold that, Dharma. It's only, however, you suddenly say that b'shloasu b'aroma if they didn't do a ruse. In other words, if Levi was really rich and then became poor, but he was just, you know, purported to be rich, or rather, he purported to be rich and turned out to be poor, so then the obligation does bounce back to Reuven. Okay? Kada, like the following case, top of Lamva Marav, page 71. Kada Chazraya, there were certain peddlers, or itinerant peddlers. Samchun Letanoi Kiria. And they owed money Letanoi Kiria. Now, the three different interpretations of what that means. The Karbinator says it means those who learned Tanakh. Tanoi means learned Mikro Kari's Tanakh. The Bnei Moshe is two of them. The one it says Tanoi Kiria is wax sellers. Kiria in Aramaic mean wax. And Tanoi would mean those who go around selling wax. And there's another per interpretation, which is to the residents of a certain city. Kiria in Hebrew, even in modern Hebrew, also means a city, right? So So they owed money to let's use the wax sellers because that's my favorite, Gabi Zvuna. They owed money to the wax sellers, and the wax, they told the wax sellers, you collect from a certain shopkeeper. And the wax sellers, again stupidly, accepted the assignment of the debt by the peddlers to the shopkeeper. So Koran Zvuna, Azalei, the shopkeeper became poor and fled without having paid up the wax sellers. Asuv the coming Rabbi Mona. So the case came from Rabbi Mona. He said a very interesting thing. Now I'm going to learn like it says it here, even though Shai Teresfield says the exact opposite of what the Gemara says here, changes gears, but Gemara's gears works out fine. Rabbi Mona said, in Pritin, in Inun, if they're owed small change, Inun Poshe, then they were Poshe by not collecting right away from the shopkeeper. And therefore, the wax sellers lose out on the deal. Just like before, when the loan was assigned to Levi, Shimon loses out, so too here they lose out on the deal. However, in Dinarin Inun, however, they're owed big sums, larger money. Kini urcha dizvuna medadye. That's the normal fashion that the storekeeper waits a while before he pays off because he has to amass the larger amounts of money. In that case, if the storekeeper fled immediately, so then the obligation does revert back to the original peddlers who assigned it. Well, again, the reason is because we say wherever it's a ruse, so then it reverts back. So here, if it was a small debt, since they should have gone immediately, it wasn't necessarily a ruse, and then it was their fault for not going immediately to collect from the storekeeper. Well, it's a large debt, it was to be assumed that they wouldn't go immediately, because they would wait until the storekeeper had enough money to pay them. And in the meantime, if he fled, that indicates that it was a ruse to begin with, that they should have, the peddlers were giving them an unreliable person upon whom they were supposed to rely to get paid. Okay? Another very interesting case. A certain individual met up with his friend in the marketplace. Armali said, give me the vessel which you have by you, which is mine. Armali, so he said, well, if you want me to give you back your vessel, give me the money you owe me. Okay? Actually, he didn't say that. He just said, give me the money you owe me, right? So says the Armali, so he said, the first guy said, "Havli kitun v'sav dinar." Fine, give me the vessel and take your money. Oh, that was the end of the conversation. Asu v'lukum Rabbi Mona. It's actually Rabbi Imi. The story came from Rabbi Imi. Amar Leis, so he said, "He got you." At odi sleepy dinar, you conceded to him that you owe money. V'hu lo hodi loch mituna. He never conceded to you that he owes you the vessel. Remember the dialogue. I come up to you and I say, give me my vessel. So you say to me, give me your money. Give me the money which you owe me, which I owe you. So I say back to you, fine, I'll give you the money if you give me the vessel. So if that's the net total of the conversation, so then I have conceded to you that I owe you money. You have not conceded to me that you owe me a vessel. So therefore I have to pay you. You don't have to pay me. Okay? That's a Rabbi Imi Paskin. Hoopsock, right? So, Ezav Avli Dinar, go give him the money. Rabbi Yaakov said, however, Mighty Rabbi Yami, Rabbi concedes, it should be D'I, Omar, if I say, meaning I who claim the Kituna and concede the claim the vessel and concede the money, that I say, Bishadin, lo, it should really be Lishahadin, to this individual, lo, and the word Amoris is missing, it is offered in Shari Terezrol, to Lishahadin, lo Amoris Kane, Abdil lo Yichbor, Bikituna, I only said this so the other guy should not deny the Kituna, lo Chayde, is not Chayde to pay the money. In other words, I can claim that I said, fine, give me the Kituna, and then I'll give you the money, not because I really owe you the money, rather because I don't want to change the topic and I want to focus on getting my ketuna back from you. So if I had smart enough to go to the basin and claim that, to say that I never conceded on the money, but rather I was just doing it in order to make sure that I got the ketuna back, then I have the right to claim that and get up to paying the money. Okay? That eliminates the obligation of my admission in front of you. Okay? Says Mara, Chad Bar Nasha v'Chayav l'Chavrei Me'ed Dinarim b'Kartis. The Kartis is the Greek word karta, or is it Latin karta? Latin is karta is Latin, as in Magna Carta. So that's one. So a document, right? So Chadman Ashav Chayav Chabrei, a certain individual owed his friend Meya Dinorim Bekartis 50-100 bucks, and there was a shtar. Shol Chamisha Gabi Shlicho. So he sent. So the borrower sent 50 bucks of the 100 to pay back with a messenger. Amar Zalei said to him, Im lo yoev lo kartiso, he said to the messenger, if he doesn't give you the document, lo titin lo klum, either give him half or nothing. But make sure, if you give him half, make sure you get back the document. So the guy didn't want to relinquish the shtar, right? The guy was only in the document, he didn't want to relinquish it because he was afraid he'd never have a tool to get the other $500, right? What? Right, it's partial payment, so he's not going to relinquish his document on that, right? So it's because he's never going to get the other $50. So I asked the Kun Rabbi Ami. So the story came from Rabbi Ami. So he said, Esau have, he said, you know what, give the guy the money. And I'll know. And in other words, you can trust me. In other words, even though you don't get your star back, trust me, I'll make sure you never have to pay more than the additional 50. Okay? So Gemara says, how can you say that with security? What if he drops dead the next day? So who's going to make sure that the guy gets his other the guy's 50 is not denied if Rabbi Ami is the keeper of the secret and he dies? So it's more osilo my osilo moda based in the zachi lechavri. What we do is that we make a hodas based in that he gave 50 bucks to his friend. In other words, we make a writ in court, or some way that the court knows, and not just Rabbi Ami knows, if Rabbi Ami dies, so it'll be common knowledge in the court that the money is owed. Okay? Says more Rabban and Dacharmin, the Zacha Zacha, the Rabban in Abetzel say, okay, if they did it that way, they did it that way, but it's preferable not to. In other words, it's preferable that you never rely on, you know, somebody else's knowledge, but rather either he pays everything back and gets his star back, or he pays nothing back and doesn't get his star back. We never, it's not kedai to make half measures. It's going to lead to all sorts of confusion. Right? Says my Dilma. This is a story, actually, which we had back in Masech to Gittin. Dilma is a story. Rabbi Dustoy, Rabbi Yane, Rabbi Yossi, Barkeeper, Nachtun, they went down to Chutzlaret, Legavi, Lechevraya, to go collect money with a green card. Gavi means to collect the chavraya for the Tamid Chomim in Eretz Yisrael, right? Tamid Tamale and Lishna Bishr. So in Chicago, there was said about them Lashon Hara. Was Lashon Hara that they're not trustworthy Meshulachim. Okay? Happens. Sometimes you say such things, even in places like Chicago. Shocking. So, what? So, having boined Lo Yevin Klu, the people who are sending the money to Eretz Yisrael, with these Meshulachim, they wanted that they shouldn't have anything, and they went to take back the Nedavos they had given them, right? Asabon Mifkumine, they came to take it away from them, whatever they gave them. Armin Lon, so Rabbi Dustoy, Rabbi Yan, Rabbi Yosef, keeper said, no, Kfar Zachnun, we already merited this sum, we're not giving it back to you. Armin law, uminan. So, I'm not sure exactly what that means. Actually, I didn't even notice. I was praying those this morning. I would say take it out. Yeah, the carbonator takes it out. Okay. He takes out those three words. Armin lon uminon, third line from the bottom. Okay, that obviously don't fit. So Armin lon, so they said the people who gave the money, the donors said to the messengers, instead of minon, it should be unnon. On the boy to communitabus, we want you to be better shomrim. In other words, we heard that you're not trustworthy, you want you to accept it by yourself, but I guess to make an oath that you're going to be superior shomrim. So if you, Armin, they responded, Armin Lund, they retorted to them, shomrim chinam anachnu, we're shomrim chinams. We're unpaid watchmen, and we refuse to accept upon ourselves any higher degree of shmira. So Az and Gabi Rabbi Ustoy Rabbi Anai. So these guys who gave the money now are getting upset. So they called Tony and Vinny, right? So they went to their Rabbi Ustoy Rabbi Anai Omerlin, and they said, if you don't give back the money, you're going to break your kneecaps, right? So he was afraid. So he said to them, Rabbi Ustoy Rabbi Anai said to them, it should be Hanahu Kula. He said, they're over there. That's all the money. Go take it, right? And he was pointing when he said it's over there. He was pointing at his colleague, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. The other Mishul. So they say, what do they do? Nasman Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. They took Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. For Kaftun, they beat the living daylights out of him. Vafkuminei, and removed from him the other money, right? So Katzalach, when they came back there to Israel, they were empty-handed. So they went to Rabbi Dostoy's father, Amalei, and Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur complained. He said, "Chami ma'avidli bruch. See what your son did to me. He made me get beat up, right? Because they came to take the money back from me, and because I came back empty-handed." Amalei, so he said. So the son, Rabbi Dostoy, said, "Ilu ishvi imi." Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur said, if Rabbi Yosef ben Dostoy ben Yana had not buckled under, if we were equivalent with me in resistance, Lava Mafki ben Eklun wouldn't have been able to take anything from me. The fact that I had to surrender everything is because your son turned against me. So Amar Leis, Rabbi Dostoy's father said, Ma Avata Ken, why don't you stick to your guns? Amar Leis, they said, Reis your son based in Shove. I saw that they're equivalent basin, meaning a crooked court, right? Or there's another girsa here, which the Mashbir brings out in Gittin. Shehain, raises on basin chain, Kovein Amo, they have tall hats, black ones, of course. Mudabin Chetzion, and they speak from their middle section, meaning they speak deeply, right? And I saw, and obviously they're tough people. I saw Yosi Achi, my brother Yosi, my colleague, Kafus was bent over Ratzu Oliveritis, and the Malkus were going up and down. They were beating him. So I was practical. But Marty, I said, Shemu Dostoy Achi Eshlava Ava, does my daddy have another Dostoy? He wouldn't want to see me die here, so therefore I showed them how to get the money. Amrei Chagai, Chagai said, Hododat Omar, that's only in the case where a guy can give up their money, is somebody who cannot sustain himself well. Like Rabbi Ustoy, it was a weakling. But a person who can sustain himself well against the opposition, he takes it from this guy and gives it to the next guy. In other words, he doesn't give back the money to the original donors. Okay, new case, period. Now there actually should be a change of gears here. It should be, say, Dein demoche shtar el chavrei. If I was moichel a shtar to my friend, and in other words, one second, what is the case? Oh, case like this. I have a document outstanding against you, and besides that, you owe me money as my document. So I'm moichel you the loan, or I'm moichel you the shtar. So when I'm moichel the shtar, what am I being moichel? Am I moichel the whole loan, or just the rights of the shtar to collect from property on the lien, right? So he said, "I ain't dein a moichel shtar chavrei. I'm only moichel the shtar." Rabbi Chinen Reimon and Machloek is chadamar moichel. One says he's moichel. In other words, the loan is canceled altogether. Chadamar the other said, "Lo moichel ad the chazal shtar." No, it's not a mechil on the entire loan until the shtar is given back or burnt up. But until that point, the shibud, the lien of the loan remains. Just that there are no rights or privileges of collection from objects and property of any kind. Okay. Says the mission further.
Went way off on a tangent and never came back to the Mishnah.
Yeah, never came back to the Mishnah. That's right.
My question about that, I was waiting for the Gemara to come back to it. The witnesses that say that he witnessed that he said, "I'm only going to marry her if she's rich."
Yeah.
That that's all those witnesses are doing are corroborating one of his statements. They're not corroborating that sheet.
Yeah, but we have a sheet that we're going to see in Baba Basra, where we have the thing of being Moser Modo, where you never notify Adam ahead of time that you're doing a certain activity under a certain premise. So that does shape the form of that activity. Yes. The Chiddush is that here it doesn't. By Choshen Mishma, it does. The Chiddush is that here it does not. Okay? Okay. Ryan Melisha, somebody says to his wife, to a woman, I should say, Arei Mekudeshesli, you're married to me, La'achash is Gair, after I convert. I'm not yet Jewish. La'achash is Gair, you're not yet Jewish. I want you to convert, and after you're converted, I married you. Zululachash Tishtachrir, Evan says, I'm married to her after I become free. Olachash Tishtachrir, after you become free. Lachash Yomus Balech, after your husband dies or I poison him. Lachash Yavutzeh, after your Vama does Chalitza on you. All these are Enim Kudeshes. Why? Because the principle of Eina Davish Labolam, right? It doesn't yet exist halachically right now. The Chenam El Chaver, and somebody says to his friend, Im Yolde Ishtucha Nekeba, if your wife gives birth to a female, Mekudeshesli, let her be married to me, Lo Marklum, it's a meaningless statement. Okay? Says Mara, Bon Kumi Rabbi Yochanan, that's in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Ma Be No, what is the difference between this case over here? Lo'ayimah, the Samian says, Ha'reza Tmuruma ala Mechubayin, let this fruit be Truma on the fruit connected to the ground, Ha'lo'alu, this fruit connected down to Lich Sheyach Lishu, when they are severed. And you can do that. You can take Truma off grain that it should take effect when the grain is harvested. Even though on the grain attached to the ground, you cannot take Truma, but you take Truma now that it should take effect when you harvest the grain. So what's in between our case and over there, here too, it should work if we say you're married to me when you divorced, or when, not when you divorced, when you are Meguya, converted. So Melanzi said, Tamani Ishbiota Litlo Shneri has the capacity to tear out the grass or tear out the weed, to pluck it. So therefore it's under his auspices in terms of making truma for it, even though it's only a potential, but the potential is there. But here he can't release her. So therefore how is he going to be Makadisher? Right? You can be make truma on something because it's in your hands to do all the entire process from beginning to end. But here, part of the process is contingent on him, part of it is not. So how can he marry a woman on the condition that takes effect when she gets converted or released? So says, well, that's not a question. Hey, that's not a rejection. Hey, see, Rabbi, pass. Hagatz mechashayis shimcha. So maybe everybody wants to marry his own shimcha. Right? You know, he wants to marry his slave. So he says to her, you're married to me when I release you. And then it's Biyodo, he has the capacity to do both, right? He has the capacity both to release her and to marry her. So why in that case doesn't it work? That should work, right? It should work just like the guy who says that this is Truma when I pluck it.
She's a Shifra
Kanadi. Yeah.
So doesn't she still have to convert even if she's released?
Yeah, no, it's automatic. I mean, okay. She's supposed to go to the mikveh, but it is automatic regardless. So in any event, so says Gemara, Gemara says a fascinating answer. When she gets released, nitleis bedasa cheres, she'll change her mind. In other words, even if she said it's not biyodo, because biyodo would entail that the entire process is under his hands. But here, we need her das. And her das, she only gets das actually when she's released. At that point, the das is not necessarily a continuation of the prior das. Either halachically, and technically it's not, because previously she had no halachic das, and now she does. Or pragmatically, a woman might agree now to be miskadeshes to her master because she's afraid to be released. But once she's released, sayonara, right? She doesn't have to do anything with him anymore. So therefore, there's no continuity between the prior state and the subsequent state.
Two-stage process rather than one.
Right. So therefore, it won't work to be Mekayesher to when she gets freed, even if you're the one who's going to be Meshachar. Dilma, that story. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, great Rabbi Yudah, and the seer, Rabbi Yudah, the prince, Rabbi Yeshiva, and they were sitting. Armin, they said, Nemachar, Amila, Bekidushin. Let's say a shtickle Torah about Kiddushin. We're sitting here together. Let's talk about Kiddushin. So Amr Elisha said, he said, so he says to his wife, Helach Pruta, so here's a Pruta, Shetikachi Li, that you should get married, oh, not to his wife, to a woman. A guy says to his to a woman, Helach Pruta Zu, here's a Pruta, Shetikachili, that I'm going to marry you now, and then I'm going to divorce you, and you should become married to me again when I divorce you. So he'd be a Pruta now, right, that you should marry me when I divorce you. It is his own wife, I think. That's very important, it's not his own wife. It is his own wife. My mistake. You say to your wife, listen, dear, tomorrow I'm going to divorce you. But here's a dime. When I divorce you, I want to remarry you. So does that transaction work?
He's giving the dime when she's still married the first time.
Right.
So
everybody says it doesn't work. So the Gochkun, everybody started laughing. Ha, 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 what a funny case. The Komen, and they got up and left. The Komen alone. Talmudic humor in the old days, right? So, Rabbi Yosef said, why were they laughing? Actually, he wasn't saying, why were they laughing? He was saying, why were they laughing? He was explaining, not being astounded, but he was explaining. He says, just like Rabbi Memel said about your slave, but you release. When you release her, she's a new lady. Maybe she'll just walk away from the situation. So too, when she gets divorced, she's going to say, you know what? I don't want to necessarily go back to you, right? You're a fink. You divorced me. I don't want you back. So it says, don't ask a question. This is the question to ask. Now, the difference between this question and the previous question, the Mashgiach says, because the next question is going to be talking about a case where she was unmarried at the time that you made the contract with her. It's all the cases we've been talking about where he said when she gets divorced, it's a das acheres. That's where when you try to make the deal, she was married to you, or she was not Jewish, whatever, and then you release her and she becomes unmarried, and she becomes Jewish. So it changed. But what if you said to her before you married her to begin with? Here's money, right? Let's see the case inside. Second line. A certain man was going to be Makashi, a certain woman. Woman was going to be Makashi. So Shimon went, and he was a friend, quote unquote. And he said to Sarah, Lavi Yoda, don't you know that I ain't Gavada to who was a Mikdash Zach? So the fisher fellow's going to marry you. Daite Bisha, he's a stinker. He has bad intentions. Or Asimu Mishbaklach, he's going to forsake you. Ella, so therefore this is what I give you. Halach Pruta Zu, here's a Pruta. Shetiskachi Li Bach Shigarshech. That she be married to me when that fink divorces you. Mao, what's the status? Okay? So here at the time the agreement was made, she wasn't married. Right? And this friend was coming telling you're about to marry a jerk. But after he goes away, I pick up the pieces. Will you marry me now with the pruta I give you now in this case? Right? So in this case, can't say it becomes a das acheres because right now she is a pnuya. Right? When do we say it becomes a das acheres? Where when you tried to make the obligation, she was under certain onus. Either she was already married, or she was not yet Jewish, or whatever the case. And now the onus changes, or is taken away, so then it's a das acheres, things might go differently. But yet at the time you tried to contract with her, she was already a penuya. There was a marriage in the middle. The shaila is, after that marriage terminates, can the pruta I gave 6 months ago, or 6 years ago, or 6 years ago, can it take effect subsequently? That's Gemara's question. Okay? So it says, the Gemara doesn't actually give an answer yet. The Gemara's going to get around this. Says the Gemara, in the meantime, Tamati, we learned over there. Harein atil say lukorben ein on niktosos. A guy sees that there's a lot of trouble in his backyard, and he sees people coming from the king in order to cut down his trees. So he says, you know what, let all the trees in my yard be a korban. They should be kodesh. if they're not cut down. In other words, he's trying to get out of it by making special nedava to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? If they don't try to strike don't cut down my trees, so it's going to be given to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Talis to Korban in his service. If they don't burn my talis, it becomes Korban. Comes Kodesh HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And so it says you have a Nisifo, but the Shai Torah is all changed, and I think he's correct. It should be Ilon Nisifo. Right? If it doesn't get burnt, Lemafreo Kodesho, then they're holy retroactively from the time he made the pledge, and Moal, and there's Meal involved as well. Now, Ein Tamar. Omat says a question. Yeah, it's a question. I'm sorry, it's a question. Is it retroactive or subsequent? Is it Lemafreen Kodeshu? If they become Kodesh retroactively from his name in Maud, then there's Me'il if they're abused afterwards. In Tamar Kalab, you say they only become Kodesh when it becomes clarified that they weren't cut down or weren't stolen. So then, during the time that before they became clarified, they weren't yet Kodesh, so therefore there would be no Me'ila. So that's an implication. If you say it takes place at the end or at the beginning of the process, right? Whereas if you say they become Kodesh retroactively, which would be in the process, or they become Kodesh at the end when the condition is fulfilled. So the Nafkamina would be, was there's Me'ila in the interim period between the two. No? I'm a cottage, a tree, if it doesn't get cut down. Because I'm afraid they're going to come cut it down. It doesn't get cut down. When does it become Kodesh? When I made the statements or when it doesn't get cut down? That's Mark's question. If it was when it doesn't get cut down, then in the meantime, there's no Me'ila. Because there wasn't yet Kel Kodesh. That's Mark's question, right?
He's trying to protect it
from marauders, right? Yeah. Okay. I'm not saying I'm supposed to argue. The Gemara says like you, so I'm not going to argue with you. So at least on one side it says like you. So Chizki Amar. Actually, there's a new thing. It's not clear why we brought this down here. I did have a reason for it, but I don't remember what it was. Maybe it'll come clear later on. Now, this is a new thing, though, Chizkiah. Chizkiah's story about a different case, story about a case like this. The case is that one second. Yeah, this is the opposite case. The case also in the Dorim. You say that let this tree become Kodesh until it's chopped down. Now, it's not going to be chopped down by marauders. It'll be chopped down by you. But they say, I want it to be Kodesh until it gets chopped down. What? That meal is true. This meal is true. The question is redemption. What happens if you redeem the tree in the interim? Does redemption stick or doesn't it stick?
Once it's chopped down.
No, before it's chopped down. I redeem before it's chopped down. Does redemption stick or not? What would you say?
Yes.
Yeah, but what was my nether? My nether is let it be a carbon until it gets chopped down. So that could be construed as, and if I redeem it, it comes Kodesh again and again until it's chopped down. It can be construed that I eliminated the possibility of getting it out of Hekdesh via Padilla. The only way I'll get it out of Hekdesh is by being cut down. Right? That's how my statement could be construed. Okay? So Chizki Amar Padayan, you can redeem it, but Chosu Hekdesh and become Kodesh again. Rabbi Yochum are Pedoyim Poyim, Pedoyim. Once they're redeemed, they're redeemed. Now, Masnisin Plige Al Masnisin Plige Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah seems to argue on the Mishnah of Braisa seems to argue on Rabbi Yochanan. What does it say? It says Einlam Pidyon. It said that the what's that about again? Yeah, okay, it's a brisa somewhere. It says that these trees have no redemption. So it sounds like chizkid. Even if you try to redeem them, they're kodesh again until such time as they're cut down. So what's Rabbi Yochanan do with that? Pasulok, shekot it to Olympia. It means when they're cut down, they can't be redeemed anymore. Right? Because once they're cut down, they're not kodesh. They're only be redeemed until they're cut down because once they're cut down, they lose their kedusha. Right? So therefore, there's no redemption afterwards. That's Rabbi Yochanan will learn that. Amar Rabbi Yosi said, "Man amar chizkiyah b'shepod yanhu." Also, that which Chizkiyah said, if you redeem them, they become kodesh again. It's all if you redeem them, because vis-a-vis you, your nether is that they should be keep on coming kodesh over and over again until they're redeemed, right? Until they're chopped down. Sorry, but if somebody else redeems them, and this is critical. I pedoyan acher poker man kedusha. If somebody else redeems them, then their kedusha falls off, right? Because it's my limitation on myself that as long as they're in my domain, I have to keep being makdish them over again. But I can't make that limitation on somebody else. So if somebody else redeems them, then they don't become kodesh over again. Now, why are we bringing this all down? We've come now almost to the denouement. The Gemara assumes the Gemara is going to ask a question like this. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi is like this. If I was makdish trees until they're redeemed, until they're cut down, and then I redeem them, they become cutters over and over again. But if somebody else redeems them, then my kedusha is over and done with, right? So by kedusha, what was Rabbi Yossi's question? This is the question. If I come over and I say to you, listen, you're about to marry a fig. I'm married to you. Now, I'm giving you a proof that now you should marry to me after the fig divorces you, right? And then the fig marries her, right? Our question was whether that proof given before the fig marries her takes effect after the fig divorces her. But here we see that it shouldn't. Just like if somebody else redeems the tree in the interim, my condition doesn't ever come back again. So too over there by Kiddushin, if somebody else married her in the interim, the fink, then it shouldn't return to him afterwards. He should lose the right to have his puta work after the marriage, so the jerk is terminated. I keep saying fink, there's some very nice people named fink. After the jerk is terminated, not so nice, but many nice people named jerk.
One is the Arias and the
other is Arias. Yeah, but it didn't make a difference. No, one is hectish, one is Arias.
So it should still be meaningful, because when she gets divorced from the...
Okay, let's look at Mara's question. The Chavish does Rabbi Yossi, he sees the contradiction of Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Talmud Omer, he says, Pidoyen Acher. If somebody else redeems that, Pokemon Kedushas and the initial Kedusha goes off. V'achomar, here he's contending, he doesn't say it for sure, but he's but it's a possibility that Nisis La'acher, when she marries the jerk, will Pokemon Kedusha, the first Kedusha doesn't fall off. The Gemara C finds it to be contradictory. It lays dormant all the time until the jerk divorces her.
Okay, and then it comes up again.
Yes, but so how come by cactus she doesn't say the same thing? If somebody else redeemed the tree, if he relinquishes the tree, then goes back to being kodesh again. So says the Gemara, very simple. Lo tzricha da ella. It's no, that's only to Bakshinas Lashtei Prutos. He gave her two coins. Achas Mikvar, one for now, Achas Sukshayda Shana. Mawa, that was the asked question, what the halacha was. Einar Hanami, if you gave her only one coin, that one coin terminates, any significance of that coin terminates when she gets married to the other guy. This is a different case, a case where he gave her one coin now. She should be married now, and then he himself divorces her. And the other, then he gives her another coin, that other coin should take effect after the second marriage terminates. Okay? So the coin which is already spent beforehand, that certainly loses its validity. The question is the second coin which he gave, whether it could pick up afterwards. That's the question. Okay? Over there, the first neder is spent, there is no second neder. But here, the first coin is spent, the question is the second coin. No, it's not even that case. I knew I would get it wrong when I said it over. Sorry. In cases like this, the comparison is there is no second wife in our case of position. The case is a case where she marries me, I marry her, and I give her two putos when I marry her, okay? One for now and one for when I divorce her. That's the case.
Yeah, you did say that.
No, I didn't. I said it was right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say right, it was right in the middle. Now I'm saying there is no guy in the middle.
There was one on you because you didn't say jerking.
Right, but I thought that I implied.
Anyway,
okay.
I don't understand the logic.
No, but then it's a good case. In other words, if I say to a woman, here's a pruta, and when I divorce you, let the second pruta kick in. Now, I'm going to explain a little bit because I did look into this case a little bit. The Shulchan Aruch is a case which nobody can find the source for, which I contend sources of the Yerushalmi over here. Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer, Simon Mem, Siv Zion, brings down a case. What if you told your own wife? She's already married to you. Here's a pruta, I'm going to divorce you tomorrow, you should be Mekudesh to me afterwards. We never had such a case. The Mishnah doesn't have such a case. Mishnah's talking about a case where she's going to convert, you're going to release her, right? The case is, we never talk about a case where you told your own wife. We talk about a case where you told a woman who was about to marry somebody else. But we never talk about when you told your old wife. There is no such case over here, right? No, we didn't. We never had such a case. We had a case where you told somebody else's wife. Right? Oh, you're right. You're right. One second. Yeah. No, okay, I got mixed up. You're right. The case of Shulchan Aruch is a case where I told somebody else's wife, here's a pruta, when you get divorced from your husband, then I'll marry you. Okay? The Shulchan Aruch says it doesn't work.
Because that pruta really belongs to the thing.
To the current husband. No, you say I'm not giving your husband no rishus on it. You can get away from that. No, but the pshat is like this. So everybody asks whether the Shulchan Aruch is the case, and the Gra wants to say that it's gives a certain approach to it. But the case is really like this. The case is what the Gemara said before is that the Gemara first gave a case. I'm a Kaddish woman, the jerk comes in the middle, I give a woman Kiddush, who gets the three cases. The first case, let me go back before the jerk case. The case which you astutely pointed out is the Gemara, is the case where I give my own wife money, and I say, this should be for you for Kiddushin when I divorce you. So that's the Gemara says doesn't work, because right now she might say yes, but when she gets divorced, she has her own das. You know, her das then is a totally different das, right? It's not necessarily the same das she has now. Then we have the case of, okay, I give a woman now who's a pnuya, she's not married at all. I give her a dime and I say, be mekudesh to me after the jerk who's about to marry you divorces you. That, the Gemara thought, would work. But then the Gemara rejects that because the Gemara says the jerk interrupts the process. Right? Because once the jerk marries her, whatever puta was given beforehand cannot work afterwards.
Yeah, I understand that logic. I would think that...
But we see from Neder that that's the case. Whatever terms were given, in essence, because her estate after the divorce and the jerk is a davish lo bo lo lo. I can't get to there because he's an immovable barrier between her current state and the subsequent state after her marriage terminates. So the case of Laura finally gives us a possible case is a case where I am not yet married to a woman, so it's not das acheres. Right now she's scot-free. I say to her, I give her two prutos. One to marry me now, and the other to marry me after I divorce her. That might work, because right now she's a pnuya, and then she'll be a pnuya. Right? Right now she's not connected, and then she won't be connected.
She may change her mind after the first divorce.
No! Because then she shouldn't marry him now. Because she's free now, she'll be free then. So she shouldn't marry him now. That's why this case might actually work. That's the case which Rabbi Yossi holds might actually work. And there's no barrier in the middle because it's me the whole time. There's no jerk. Right? So, but if I give the money, of course, like the Shulchan Aruch says, to an Eishes Ish, who's married to somebody else, so then the same problem to Asa Cheres, right? She might agree now because she wants to do anything she can to get out away from her husband, but who knows what she'll say tomorrow. But there's an interesting subtlety also, the difference between the Bavli and the Yushalmi. The Bavli says that, the Bavli, has the same suffix as our Gemara. But the question is, in the Bavli, where it's Rabbi Yoshi is the author of the state, the question, he says, the issue is migo. In other words, when he gives the two prutos, one now, and one after the divorce, right? After the, she married me after the divorce, so I say, migo that he could have married her now forever, does the second pruta work? Since he could have married her forever now, or the second pruta work? Or do I say, no, that's a separate mitzvah kedushin after divorce and she isn't yet taking place, therefore doesn't work. The Bavli looks at it as the technicality issue, right? Migo is a purely technical thing, right? It's a technical tool which can work or may not work. The Ushami is looking at it, as the Mashbiach pointed out, on the concept of das. That her das might switch. So it's a very different perspective between the Bavli and the Yushalmi. The Bavli is still looking the whole time, and that's why the Bavli doesn't have the same array of cases precisely as Yushalmi, although this case of two prutus is in both. Because the Bavli is looking at the cases based on the technicalities of whether somehow we can overcome the problem of Dovah Shalom Bala'olam by saying, well, it's as if it occurs right now based on the technical convenience of Migo. Because he could have made eternal marriage now, so he can make serial marriages as well. But the Ushami's issue the whole time is not the issue of the technicality, but the more feminist issue, I guess, of whether her das will be the same once she's divorced as she is, as it is now. So it's a subtle difference, but it's a difference in the approach between the Bavli and the Ushami. Okay? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yana says, kind of off on a tangent. Nimlu shloshi v'kamas kenim, 30 some odd kenim got together and voted. Minayin shein kedushin toif si yivama. I know that there's no marriage yivama. Yivama can't marry somebody else, even though it's only a nisar lav. Zika only creates a nisar lav, right? Yivama l'shuk. Yivama to marry somebody else is only a lav, but the marriage doesn't take effect. We paskin marriage doesn't only take effect by chayavi lavin, right? You can marry a mamzeres, right? Kohen Gadol can marry an almana, but not a yivama l'shuk. Why not? This is the one we had in yivamas also. So, Tamulamar, Losia, Eshas, Amesel, Chutzal, Ishzar. The wife of the seer should not be outside to a foreign man. We learn that to mean Shaloyev Bohavai Elazar. She has the capacity to contract the marriage with another man. Isn't this a Mishnah that says, Olach, don't we learn from the Mishnah that says, Olach, Shiachot, Yivimlech, Yivimech, and the Mekudeshes? If a man says to a Yavama, at our Mishnah, I'm marrying you after you undergo Chalit, so it's not valid Kiddushin. So we see that this pasuk is fulfilled in our Mishnah. Rabbi, we have this more back in Bombas. Rabbi Yana Makali said, Rabbi Yana was so happy with Rabbi Yochanan, he said, oh, that was such a gewaltige Wort, that you can find this in the Mishnah, so amazing. Hazolim Zav Mekitz, those who cause gold to flow freely from their pockets, meaning that this term is very precious like gold. B'ni'ai Luzim Me'enecho, my son, they should not be distracted from your eyes. Chachem B'ni, said all these psukim to be M'sharech Rabbi Yochanan. Be happy, my son, be smart, my son, be samech, be my heart with joy. V'shiva chapar devarim, respond to those who mock me. Tein l'chachem v'yech kam'on, give a wise man and become wiser. Yishma chachem v'yosiv lecha, chachem will hear and he'll add in his own insight. So needless to say, Reish Lakish was getting upset about this. It was Rabbi Yochanan being praised and after all these praises, we could say the Mishnah is not a raya. Maybe Yavama can't get married Lashul. You know what the Mishnah is going like? Pasulak Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah might be going like Rabbi Akiva. Was Rabbi Akiva old famous sheet of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva Amr, Yesh Mamzer, Mi Yavama. Rabbi Akiva holds Yavama, it's like Chayav Ekrisus. He holds Yesh Mamzer with Chayav Elavin. Rabbi Akiva's one holds you can't make Kiddushah with Chayav Elavin. So it could be right that our mission is Rabbi Akiva, and there's no riot to anybody else. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, in fact, Ban Yusein, according to our humble opinion, if Yavama gets married Lashuk, she needs a get from the guy who marries her from the marketplace. There is no clear cut Isidorizer for her to get married Lashuk. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Buddha, Yisrael Rabbi Buddha said, Masnisa, Lach Shiach Lashuk Yibimech. This actually is also a word we learned in Yavamas. All this was in Yavamas, this past last part. Our Mishnah says the marriage doesn't take effect. It's only been said, let the marriage take effect after Yavamas does chalitz on you. If he said, I'm going to marry you after Yavamas dies, go down. Come to you in first time. What? Why don't you just down with the minute? It's okay. You can give me a ring. Harezim Mekudeshes. So then she's Mekudeshes. It's interesting. The Or Sameach, we learned about this. I have to say, in Doctor Spadel's honor, the Or Sameach says that Zika only exists in a relationship which terminates either in Chalitza or Yibum. We had this Or Sameach back in Momus. If however the Yavam dies, then retroactively turns out there was no Zika. Because it didn't lead to either Chalitz or Yibum. If it can't, there's no such thing as free flow floating Zika. Now, this has to do with Yeh Zika, Ein Zika, we have Chalitz, a Kinyan or a Ptur, right, all that. But assuming Chalitz is, I'm not sure which one it's going with right now. I don't remember. But this is how he explains this tomorrow. That's why if I marry a Yavama, I'm an ass. If I'm marrying somebody, a Yavama, who's not my Yavama, and the condition of the marriage take effect after Chalitza, that's a Dov Shal Bal Olam. Because right now there's Zika until the Chalitza. But if I marry her after, and the message take effect after her Yavam dies, that's not a Dov Shal Bal Olam. Because when her Yavam dies, without having done Chalitza or Yibum, retroactively it becomes clarified that there was no Zika. And since there was no Zika, so therefore I could have married her immediately. I didn't know that I could have married her immediately. So that's not Dov Shalom because there's no barrier between myself and the completion of this marriage. Okay? Did you don't mind that tonight? Okay, so let's go to the Mishnah. So Tanya Reb Chirichia said, Bas Yoima Miskadesh is Bekesef. A girl who's one day old, you can marry her with money. When she's 3 years old, Mitzvah Shbiyah, you can marry her with Biyah. Ayra Amana said, Masdi Samar came. our Mishnah indicates you can marry a girl when she's one day old, meaning by giving her father money. Because it says, "V'chein omer lechaver," it says if somebody says to his friend, "Im yod ishchan akeva," if your wife gives birth to a female, "harei mukudeshesli," she should be married to me. Lo amar klum, it's not a valid transaction. Why is not a valid transaction? Clearly, nation ain't a bone because she doesn't yet exist because she's still a fetus. But if she already exists, she was already born. Even on day one, because it's no longer Dov Shabbalom, you marry her by giving her father the money. Raising the number, you have a gazillion.